9 U.S. Marines from the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Brigade were killed last week in an ambush near the Iraqi town of Nasiriyah. They were killed by Iraqi soldiers who pretended to surrender and then opened fire. NPR's Eric Kneeler reports on the lives of 3 of the Marines.
Baseball coach Brian Bastions has worked with hundreds of young men at Serra High School in San Diego, but he especially remembers Randy Rosacker. Known affectionately as Rosie, Rosacker was captain of the football and baseball teams before he graduated and joined the Marines. Bastions remembers the 21-year-old Rosacker as gung-ho, both as an athlete and a soldier.
A lot of us here at the high school and baseball program thought he'd be the one to fire the first shot if necessary. That's the way he was. He was always the person to take the lead, never a follower.
Rosacker also took pride in his family. In the last letter he sent home, he told his 2 younger sisters and his father, Rod, a Navy veteran, how much he loved them. Bastion says that Rosacker also loved his country.
You know, his thing was he wanted to do whatever he could for this country. I remember he came up to a lot of us teachers and said, how come there's not an American flag in our classroom? Can we get one up?
Marine Corporal Thomas Slocum loved to read, everything from Shakespeare to comic books. The 23-year-old from Thornton, Colorado, also liked drawing cartoons. Slocum, like many young Marines, enlisted right after graduating from high school. Slocum was also looking forward to having his own family. He carried a photo of his longtime friend Christy Urbanek and her young daughter. He planned to move in with them when he returned home. In Enfield, Connecticut, the family of Staff Sergeant Philip Jordan are making plans for his funeral on Wednesday. The 42-year-old was a husband and a father of a 6-year-old boy named Tyler. Jordan had beaten cancer as a young man, and as a result, mother-in-law Gretchen Marcroft says he was cheerful no matter how bad the situation.
We kid him a lot about being like Forrest Gump because he had that nature. He had a heart as big as the all-outdoors. And he was definitely a trained killer. I mean, there was no doubt about that. But he was so soft inside.
Still, she says, Jordan was not anxious to return to Iraq, where he served during the 1991 Gulf War.
He didn't necessarily want to go again, but it was his goal to finish it this time so that nobody ever had to go back again.
Jordan's body is scheduled to arrive early this week at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. Eric Kneeler, NPR News, Washington.